Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
All right, here we go, Thunder and PT. Let's try to help Rick on the phone with us. Hey, Rick, good morning.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
I think better for us than for you. What's going on with Sydney?
Yeah, I mean, it's the weirdest thing. Like, it was a couple weeks ago, we went out, had a great time. And I called her up for another date, and she answered the phone, which, you know, that's above the head of the curve already. But she picks up the phone, and just all she says is, it's not going to work. And then she hangs up.
Wait, that's it? That's all she said?
That's it. It's not going to work. And I have not been able to get her on the phone since. So at this point, I really want, like, some kind of explanation. Like, what did I do wrong here? You know, if it was that bad, I don't want to do whatever it is again.
But you did feel something for Sydney, and you thought that she might have felt it too. So this must be very confusing.
Yeah, I definitely felt like we were going to go on another date, you know? I mean, it definitely felt like, yeah, we'll definitely see each other again, see where this goes.
Can you tell us what was the experience on the date? Like, can you give us a little bit of glimpse in that just to see if there was something there?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the date was, it was really fun. It was just like one of those, you know, like fun, good, kind of exciting nights. It's pretty simple. We went out to a great restaurant. You know, the service was a little slow, I guess, but like, I've really kind of gone over it over and over again, and I can't come up with anything, which, you know, maybe there was something, and that's part of why I'm dying for her to tell me, because if I'm making some crazy mistake, I'd appreciate the heads up.
So she answers, says it's not going to work, and then you text her, obviously, and say, hey, like, I just called, what's going on,
and then nothing.
Crickets.
Yeah. All right. Wow. Let's, okay. Well, thanks
and
for
like,
coming.
We really hit it off that night, you know, but I don't know.
All right. We're going to take it from here, Rick. We're going to call Sydney. Let's find out what's going on.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Sydney?
Who's calling?
Yeah, Sydney, I'm so sorry to trouble you. And actually, it's we. It's Thunder. It's not a sales call or a spam call, so don't worry about that. But we're on the radio right now. It's Thunder and PT, and we co-host the morning show here on 102.9 The Wolf. Would you have a moment to talk to us right now about a gentleman that you went on a date with? Oh, his name is Rick.
Yeah, I do. Okay. What's up?
We just talked to Rick on the radio a few minutes ago, and he just said that he called back after the first date that he thought went really well. He had this great connection, and he called you, and you answered, and all you said was, it's not going to work, and you hung up.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to waste anyone's time, and the truth is, I mean, I should have just canceled the date as soon as we met up.
Will you just tell us, Sydney, what you were feeling?
Yeah.
I mean,
was it something you did? Like,
No. Like, it's not even something he can control. Like, it's his eyes.
His eyes?
Yeah.
Does he have, like, a lazy eye or something? Or a glass eye or what?
No. I mean, I'm looking for someone with light blue eyes. I have blue eyes, and it's always been a dream of mine to have a daughter with the same color blue eyes. And I know it's silly, but it means something to me.
Oh, okay. Wow. So literally because his eyes weren't what light blue, what color are his eyes?
They're brown.
So you didn't know this before meeting up?
I mean, he was wearing sunglasses in his picture, and he didn't have a lot of pictures up.
Well, did you ever, I guess maybe it would have been weird, but did you say like, hey, you know, what color eyes do you have or something like that? Like before you met up or something? I don't know if it's that important to you.
Honestly, I probably should have, but I was just like, oh, this is probably a weird question. But then I went on like a whole date.
So you don't want to go out with anybody unless you're going to have, having children with them, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Okay, listen, I don't mean to make this any more, we don't mean to make this any more awkward for you, Sydney, but Rick is still on hold, listening in on the other, on the other line, and I don't know if he's heard you, you know, explain why you didn't want to see him again, but would you mind if we just brought him in just for a moment into this conversation so he can hear it himself?
Why not?
Okay, all right. Rick, can you hear us?
Yep, I'm here. Hey, Sydney. So, it's just the color of my eyes?
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I mean, it's nothing personal.
I mean, I don't know. I thought we had a pretty great time together.
We did. We did. It's just that I'm looking for this particular thing, and I know it's irrational, but it means a lot to me.
I don't suppose there's any way I could change your mind?
I'm sorry.
Okay, all right, Sydney, what if Rick got, like, blue contacts?
Yeah.
His
jeans would still be dominant for brown eyes.
Okay, kind of begs the question, why do you want a daughter specifically with blue eyes?
My mom had them, and I just want to remember her.
You lost your mom, so that's what... Okay, well, first of all, I'm sorry about that.
When it comes to a child, you're that specific that you wouldn't just... I mean, I'm sure we have listeners who have children that might have some challenges that might think, Sydney, that this is all very silly, that their child doesn't have blue eyes. If that was the only
issue,
that's going to seem very superficial. Of all the things that...
Son that had blue eyes, would that be okay for? Because you realize that.
Yeah.
I don't want to be too like logical here, but in the world of genes, number one, it could be a boy or girl. Plus, if you have blue eyes, and if the gentleman that you find has blue eyes, that could also be dominant or recessive genes. You could literally have two blue eyed people that have a brown eyed child. Like, it's not a guarantee.
Yeah.
Do we have any geneticists? Is that what they call them?
Genealogists.
I don't think it's genealogy. I think it's genetic. Anyway,
my dad's got blue eyes. Maybe that actually changes the odds.
Yeah, there you go, Rick.
Are you willing to take that chance?
He's got a recessive blue.
Although I'm just looking for like a second date.
And you're looking for your
dad, Rick. You're not ready to go to a kid's situation yet.
I hadn't gamed it out that far.
People did.
I understand.
That's it then.
Yeah, I mean, Rick, you're great. And your dad has blue eyes, but I know it's irrational.
He is divorced and single.
Now you're hooking your dad up, Rick. Okay.
Well, so your husband has to have blue eyes, the father of your child, anyway.
Yeah.
All right. It's a no, Rick. You can't give her the one thing she needs.
All right. Well.
And Sydney, I know we're not trying to pick on you. Like, I mean, whatever.
Whatever you want is fine, but it's not a grand guaranteed situation.
Is anybody listening that's kind of a little frustrated listening to Second Date Update this morning? Sydney, thank you for taking the time.
I mean, let me be real. Honestly, I appreciate your honesty. Like, that we all got our things. You know what your thing is, and you're straight up about it, and you're making moves.
And you don't have to deal with that.
I can dig that. So,
okay, guys, listen. Okay. Sydney, Rick, best of luck to you both.
And
thanks for being on Second Date Update.
Thank you, buddy.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.